Welcome back, everyone, to Talk the Hawk. And of course, Talk the Hawk implies that we're going to be talking about the Hawk, the Golden Hawk, which represents all of our varsity athletic teams. We're going to be going over all that kind of thing. But I do want to start off the segment today, or the show today, just addressing a personal, I wouldn't call it a failure, but something that I just a problem. So I'm sure most Laurier students, I know we're known for it a little bit, known about consuming, what would you call it, Amelia, the adult beverage classification of a drink. It is just kind of an embarrassment, honestly. Like, I think I would drain my entire bank account right now. I mean, not that there's a lot in there, to have a hangover cure pill. Like, this is getting ridiculous. And I'm a once a week kind of guy, maybe not even that much, but like, it's 4 p.m. It's 4:30 p.m. and I'm still like hurting from the night before. Like, that is pathetic. I don't know if you've battled any of these problems like me. And again, the thing about drinking, it's your own fault. Whenever you get into it, last night happened to be a Thursday night, and you wake up the next morning, nobody's gonna feel bad for you because it's entirely your fault. But I mean, like, I'm a 6'1", 110 pounds soaking wet. Like, it's an absolute embarrassment that I would think that I have the nerve to like push my limits to the point that I did last night, and now it's 4:33 p.m. and I didn't want to get up for this. I mean, I was basically in bed all day just like whining about how crappy I felt. But anyway, that's my little rant to start off the show. I know we want to start things off in a positive light. So there you go.
Personally, I don't experience super bad hangovers.
I hate you.
Mostly because I just don't drink a whole lot. I tend to kind of keep it like a nice buzz.
Good level.
Yeah, a solid level where I will be able to function the next day without wanting to cry.
Functioning is the name of the game. I also find like when I'm up at school and like there, let's say like I don't have a ton of school going on, there's not really any like motivation. Oh, I got something going on tomorrow. Well, no, I don't. I didn't really have much on the old to-do list today. So I think that was a little bit of a manifestation as to why last night was so aggressive for me. Again, I'm gonna listen back to this in 10 years and think, oh, you're the biggest idiot. But in the summer, when like golf's going on and I'm working, like I don't really drink that much. Like, I just I think this summer I drank maybe 3 times all summer, just like, because all I care about is just like feeling good to go out and play golf and go into work and actually feel good and not want to, like you said, cry every time I have to do something.
Yeah. So, moving away from Connor's personal battle of the day. No, not alcoholism. Just personal battle of the day. It was your birthday yesterday. We'll cut you a little slack. Some big Golden Hawk news this week is that in regards to the men's hockey team, Kevin Forrest has officially been named head of men's hockey operations and head coach. He's been the interim position since August 2022. And I guess after a pretty fair season.
Mediocre. Sorry.
I was going to say fair.
No, it was.
They did go to playoffs and, you know, battled hard for a game 3 in their first round. I guess they saw that he was fit for the position.
Against
and to,
the Brock Badgers, they battled, yeah.
Yeah. To lead the team to hopefully a farther spot in the playoffs.
Hockey culture is so interesting. I was at the overreading week. I went to, like, a Queens game. Mm-hmm. And my friend who plays on the Queens team, like, her dad walked by us and he just gave it, hey, buddy, how's it going, buddy? Like, I was like, what's going on? Like, why are you talking like that? It's such a such a different culture.
Canadian.
And there's all these like videos on Instagram and stuff about like what a AAA hockey coach is when you lose 6-0. So it's the funniest thing. But yeah, good to see Kevin Forrest moving up in the ranks and really solidifying his position for next year. Hopefully the team can go in with some certainty and try to get some momentum going, because they did have, like, I joked that it was mediocre, but they did make playoffs. They were about 500 in the regular season, and overall pretty solid stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was also announced a few days ago, or like in the last couple days, that Christian Propp has been named OUA All-Star for the second year in a row. This year has been named to the OUA West All-Star second team. All-Star. And then Colin Campbell was also named to the OUA West All-Rookie team. Some of Colin Campbell's achievements this season include 3 game-winning goals, and a quote from Coach Forrest said that he really has a knack for scoring or setting up big goals when we needed them most, whether it was a game winner, insurance goal, or a change of momentum in our favor. So looks like he is going to be
Did you say game winning insurance goal?
Game winner insurance goal, like comma, because you're listing.
Oh, do you know what an insurance goal is?
Isn't it just like to kind of like give the team a little... Yeah.
Exactly.
So, looks like Colin Campbell's going to be a force to be reckoned with over the next couple of years in his time with the Golden Hawks.
Not to brag, but you are in the company of another OUA All-Star.
Really? Who's that?
It's me. I think I made like second team last year. This year, I don't think I made it because I didn't play the best at OUA.
A couple, a.k.a. 500.
We also have Tay Donald is a third team. Ross and I talked about this last week, third team OUA All-Star. That's a pretty deep league, too. There's a lot of talent, so it was good to see him get some recognition as well.
Yep. And then speaking of recognition, the outstanding Women of Laurier nominees were announced earlier this week, one being Emma McKenzie from the curling team, Chloe Heron from rugby, Megan Roberts from the swim team, and Acadia Carlson from hockey. I think it was interesting that in the post I saw for Acadia Carlson, it mentioned that she, one of the like ways that she gets involved with the community is by teaching yoga to the football players.
To the football team?
Yeah. So that they can like increase their range of mobility and their flexibility. And I was just like, that's kind of interesting.
Because cool.
Now I'm picturing, like, an entire football team doing yoga.
Yoga is really good for you.
I know it's good for you. I've done yoga. But now I'm picturing all these really, really buff dudes doing yoga, and it's making me giggle.
Fat. A lot of them are fat.
Oh, my God.
It's the truth. Guys, we're not going to ignore it. Some of these football players have to maintain certain weights if they want to play, play their position. Offensive linemen? Not many offensive linemen are just shredded.
Huge. But yeah, that's kind of what's been going on for
Megan Roberts, the swimmer that you mentioned, was going to donate blood. But she got sick on the day of, so she wasn't able to come. But good to see she's willing to donate. Literally, she's going to donate herself, because blood is technically a part of you, to the greater good of her community. So that was also good to see.
Did you donate blood?
Yes, I did.
Good job. Proud of you.
Thanks.
And then, did you have something to say about our curling team?
Oh, yeah, our curling team is unreal. We're going to, the men's team is off to the U Sports National Championship coming up next week, I believe. Of course, we won OUAs. We beat Queens. I have a good friend on the Queens team, and he's joined forces with a couple players on Laurier to make like a provincially competitive team, and I think they're going to see how far they can go from like non-school competition, so that's going to be exciting to see. Wyatt Small, I forget Kibo's last name, and Jet Gaisley out of Queen's University, all forming a team. So hopefully the Laurier curling team can get some stuff done, maybe bring home some hardware at Nationals.
That'd be nice.
Would be. Also, speaking of U Sports, I went to watch the Queen's women's basketball game against University of Montreal. I think that's the school name. U Sports, like, I know you guys were getting a lot of heat in the chat on YouTube, but a pathetic performance from a streaming department. We of course are as Radio Laurier, we do specialize in streams, right? That's one of the things that we do. We could have done a better job than they did. This thing was the most laggy stream I've ever watched in my life.
Yikes.
I was just trying to watch a good basketball game, and all I saw every 5 seconds was it buffering for another 5 seconds, and I couldn't even see a single basket. So hopefully they got that fixed by the time the semifinals come around, and especially the finals.
That would be good.
Would be good.
I know how much you love to watch basketball, so.
I'm a student of the game.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay. So now that everybody's caught up on Golden Hawk news, we're kind of going to shift into just more general sports
happenings. You can just say it. You can just start talking about general sports. I don't think, not to criticize your hosting abilities, but that's like starting off an essay with, today I'm going to talk about this, and then you talk about it.
Okay.
Can you, do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just haven't done this as much as you have.
Well, I'm also not as prepared as you.
That's true.
So you got a bunch on the roster here on the schedule, so let's just deliver in a great way.
Okay.
Plus you're producing at the same time, so that can be its own challenge.
Okay. Moving right along, now that Connor's given me some feedback, as we all know, Canada Soccer and the women's national team have kind of been going back and forth over the last year, but it's kind of come to like public light a little more in the last month or so.
Which is a good thing.
It is definitely a good thing. But with all of that coming to head, the members of the women's national team testified in front of Parliament on Thursday, so yesterday, to kind of state their case to them and tell them what has been going on through all these negotiations with...
Negotiations about what? What if nobody's ever heard of anything
okay.
about this?
Okay, basically, the women's national team has been fighting in there to get a collective bargaining agreement on the table, including having more equitable pay between the men's and women's team and bringing them up to kind of the same position. Canada Soccer has been...
So they're not getting paid as much as the men.
They're not getting paid.
Even though they're better than the men.
Yeah.
From a relative standpoint.
Yeah. So the members of the team went up in front of Parliament on Thursday. Christine Sinclair being one of them. And the article I read said that when they did meet with the president, just the women's team and Soccer Canada, the former president was very belittling towards the women's team and what their concerns were. Basically,
setting them aside a little bit.
Yeah. Like. Sinclair's quoted to say that, I was tasked with outlining our compensation ask on behalf of the women's national team. The president of Canada Soccer listened to what I had to say and then later in the meeting referred back to it as, quote, what was it, Christine, was...
Say it. You're setting a source. You're not swearing.
Okay. What was it Christine was bitching about?
Whoa.
Which is very uncalled for and very unprofessional, and if he was trying to take their concerns seriously, that definitely belittles the idea that he's taking this seriously. Christine Sinclair also added that pay equity was just a piece of the puzzle in the broader fight between the two parties. And then another player was quoted as saying, we have been successful not because of our federation, but in spite of our federation for many years, which is very telling.
It's true. They're not getting the proper support, and they're still winning Olympic gold medals. So that, I still can't believe they won the Olympic gold medal. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But they're not winning because they're getting the support. They're winning in spite of not receiving any help.
Yeah. But it also goes to show just how little support that they are getting. The article also mentioned that there were not very many spectators in the room, but there was a dad and his two daughters sitting directly behind the team. And on the way out, the players were asked what the message would be to the two girls who sat behind them and for the rest of the next generation. And Becky said, keep training. We're fighting this fight for you, making this a better place than we found it. Which is...
It's amazing to hear.
Yeah. Because that's really what it should be about.
Agreed.
Especially when it comes to women's sports, because we all know that it's been on the decline, like participation levels, especially as women. Yeah, it's free. Like, it's a known fact that teenage girls, like teenage years, is typically when women's participation in organized sport drops. And then, like, over the last couple of years due to COVID, it's like dropped even more.
What about men's sports? What's the
men's rates like? I think it drops, but maybe not as much. For women's, it becomes more of just like a self-confidence and also like body image issue thing. Like self-confidence in how well you can play compared to others, and then also just like body image.
I can see that for sure from a self-confidence thing. Like, there's a lot of, I would say in women it's more common to be worried about how other people think you like are going to play or like perform. I think that would be fair to say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, not saying I've thought those things, but it has trickled in every once in a while that, like, oh, maybe I'm not performing as well as whoever.
But at the end of the day, sports are about winning, yes, but it's also about just self-improvement.
And yeah.
Making the benchmark about your success, about who you were yesterday as an athlete, not who, Christine Sinclair is an athlete, why you're not as good as her.
Exactly.
It's also, like, my sister does this a lot. It's like, she's always comparing herself to, especially academically,
mm-hmm.
to other people in the class and stuff. And I'm like, she was complaining to me today about how a couple people cheated on a test. I was like, that literally, it does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's not fair. I go, life's unfair. And then she said, well, they got 100%. And I was like, them getting 100% is not going to, like, prohibit you or, is that the right word? Prevent you from getting into university. So, like, it has no impact on you.
Well, and, like, if anything, later it's just going to come around and, like, bite them.
Yeah, she doesn't see that,
though. Yeah, that's understandable, though. Like, being frustrated is very...
Probably because she's okay. Stupid.
Okay. Let's be nice to our sisters. But, yeah, so that's kind of what's been going on with the women's team and their continued efforts to try and make things a little better and clearly
make things right.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
And the Canada Soccer organizers, leaders are going to have to go in front of Parliament later this month and state their case, which should bring a whole new round of criticisms.
For sure.
Shed light on the situation.
You want to hear a funny story?
100%.
So last night, I'm pretty sure all listeners are familiar with my passion for world geography.
Oh my god!
So last night I'm like, I'm barking. I'm saying like, oh, ask me a country or tell me a country. I'll tell you the capital.
Of course.
This girl I'm friends with goes, okay, Japan. I go, easy, Korea. So I just said a completely different country. I did not say Tokyo, which was the right answer. But honestly, like, these capitals are like, I feel like I'm almost at. So I've got Africa down, Asia mm-hmm. down, South America down, and then I'm almost done North America. Like, I almost know it all.
Almost.
And North America includes, like, Caribbean, too.
Okay.
So, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, small islands.
Yeah.
With weird names and stuff. It's pretty challenging.
Well, we're all glad that you're getting better at geography.
Thank you.
Even if it's apparently become your party trick.
Kind of, like. Didn't work, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I have lots of party tricks. I can juggle. I can ride a unicycle. Spin a basketball on my finger. That one's not as cool, but what else can I do? Yeah, I have a bunch of weird. Oh, solve a Rubik's Cube. That's super fun. 4x4, 2, 5x5, whatever you want. Yeah, all pretty fun things. Again, in my head, I'm like, Connor, don't brag so much, but then I'm like, I'm saying the lamest stuff right now. So it's whatever.
That's. A-okay. I have very few party tricks, so.
I'm exhausted.
Okay. Well, I know that you probably have an opinion about this.
Likely, yes. I have opinions on most things.
Tom Brady on retirement rumor. Go.
Well, sometimes I think these all just get blown out of proportion. A simple joke becomes a major news headline. My roommate made the argument. So for anyone who hasn't heard, there were rumors about Tom Brady coming out of retirement, and then he basically said on Twitter jokingly, "Oh, I can't come out of retirement. I got my daughter a cat, so we gotta look after the cat." Funny joke, not really realistic, but that's why it's a joke. My roommate the other day said that if he comes out of retirement again, it'll tarnish his legacy. Give me a break. The guy's won 7 Super Bowls. He's the greatest football player, if not athlete, of all time. Let's not have recency bias, and let's just like say, man, like Tom, you can just do what you want. Like if I were you, maybe not come out of retirement. But again, like I have no, like you have 7 Super Bowls, so it's fine.
I'd be happier if he did not come out of retirement. I'm not gonna lie.
For what reason?
I want a new person, new blood. Get some new stories going on.
Yeah, but so much of this new blood, I find, especially in football and like you see it in golf all the time, is just parody. It's like, and football, I will say, is a little bit better because you do have like Patrick Mahomes is a unique talent, Josh Allen a little bit more straight cut, I guess. But in golf, like the next Tiger, I'm sorry, there is no next Tiger. There's a bunch of guys who are really good at golf, but they aren't as good as Tiger was when he was in his prime. And the separation of skill level isn't as large as it used to be. And that's going to culminate in players getting hot, winning a few events in a short span, and then kind of falling off. They're not going to sustain that excellence for, I mean, Tiger made 142 cuts in a row. So it's like, you can't sustain that.
Okay.
Sorry, did you say we were talking about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
My apologies, I got a little off topic there.
That's okay. But also, like, Tom Brady had that movie come out about him earlier this year. Like, we can just, I feel like that was, like, a good end note to end him on and, like, move on.
Have you seen the Sean Payton movie?
No.
But with Kevin James. So it's basically, it's a movie, you know who Sean Payton is?
Yes.
Okay, so Sean Payton in, like, 2010, 2009 got suspended by the NFL for paying his players to, like, hit other players intentionally, mm-hmm. like, hurt them. So in that time, he was, like, suspended for, I think, a season. And in that season, he went on to coach his son's, like, youth football team. They were in, like, grade 7 and 8. And Kevin James played Sean Payton, and they put him in that little visor that looks just like Sean Payton. They put kind of a funny twist on it, but the funniest part of the show, also Taylor Lautner's in it. He's, like, the assistant coach. So we love Taylor.
Love Taylor. Who's married to Taylor?
Taylor.
Taylor Lautner's married to Taylor Lautner.
Yo, Taylor Lautner, the girl. Who's she?
She's a nurse, like.
Oh, random.
But, like, her name is Taylor. Like, it was Taylor whatever.
That would have been Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner. Yeah. Anyway, the funniest part of this movie is, like, when it's like a super intense scene, right? And like they're doing all these close-up shots and like suspenseful music, and then they pan out to the crowd, and there's like 3 people in the bleachers.
Nice.
And it's just such a juxtaposition. It's hilarious.
Okay, another hot topic.
Next topic, hit me.
Aaron Rodgers heading to the Jets.
Did you say Arian Rodgers?
No, I said Aaron.
Aaron Rodgers is a weirdo, in my opinion.
Agreed. How do you feel about him moving to the Jets, though, after being with Green Bay for a bajillion years?
So he's been there for a bajillion years, and he doesn't have a bajillion Super Bowls. He actually only has 1. You can't deny that he is a great player.
Begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly is a great player, like a really, really great player, but he has underachieved in the playoffs.
And he's underachieved this year, in my opinion.
In your opinion, okay. Yeah, just but it'll be interesting to see how he performs with the Jets. The Jets kind of were awful this year, though. So
yeah. Well, if the trade were to go through, Jordan Love would be the QB for Green Bay. However, Rodgers has also not said publicly what his plans for the 2023 season are, so.
I got to be honest, my NFL, NHL, NBA knowledge has plummeted since I came to school because now I'm just so locked into OUA sport. I don't know. There's something more tangible about it that I just
find. Probably because it's, like, closer.
and I can go watch it. It's not expensive. Like, I don't know.
It's more attainable.
Ask me about any like OUA roster in like for men's basketball, for example, I can tell you a little bit about each team. But ask me about the Sacramento Kings, like good luck.
Yeah, no, got nothing.
Ask me about the capital of Costa Rica. I'll tell you it's San Jose. So that knowledge isn't. Yeah.
Okay. So, since you said that you've kind of lost touch with professional sports news.
Except for golf.
Yeah. Except for golf, of course. I'm going to guess that you haven't heard that the Texans lost their fifth round draft pick and have been fined $175,000.
Why? First of all, why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about the Houston Texans lost a fifth round draft pick for what?
They lost it due to a salary cap violation for Deshaun Watson back during COVID, during training, because they were paying for his athletic membership at a different gym, and any compensation like that has to be reported, and then that wasn't. And the kicker is that this was the like off season prior to the season that he didn't play because he was suspended due to his sexual misconduct allegations.
That is very niche.
Yeah.
Are there any Houston Texans fans listening to this? First of all, I'm going to ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
Is there anyone listening to this? That's my first question. Yes. Second question, is there any Houston Texans fans listening to that?
Probably not.
Third, are there any Houston Texans fans that give a hoot if they lost a fifth round draft pick and were fined $175,000, which is absolutely nothing, for a multi-billion dollar corporation in the Houston Texans NFL team?
It wasn't... Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that was a shocking... No, I'm not, like, ragging on you. That was shockingly niche, shockingly small bit of news.
Yep, the Houston Texans lost their pick in the fifth round of this year's draft.
Should we just become a Houston Texans podcast and just, like, get really in-depth?
About, like, the most...
I can just reach out to Arian Foster and ask... No, I'm not going to say... I can't say that. Reach out to Arian Foster and ask if he's, like, wants to come on the show and just, like... talk shop for a bit.
Okay. You want another niche?
Give me something like give me like Australian water polo or something like that.
I have another niche one. It's not Australian water polo.
Okay.
Are you familiar with why the Ottawa Senators are currently up for sale?
Horrible management?
No. Their club owner died last year.
Okay.
And as a result, are you gonna sneeze? Okay. And as a result, his team went to his two daughters
the daughters are gone.
Who are 20 and 23. And so now the team is up for sale. There are currently 9 parties interested, with bids being up to more than $900 million.
Wasn't Ryan Reynolds involved in
Yes.
that?
He's one of the top two.
I back him.
I love him. But yeah, that's another niche little...
That is interesting.
But can you imagine... Your father, he was like 62 at the time, dies. He's owner of an NHL franchise, and as a result, it's left to you at like 20, 23 years old.
I'm selling that, and I'm moving to California, and I'm living out my life.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. If I don't care that much about hockey, I'm not trying to run that organization.
Okay.
They're a gong show. My friend worked for the Ottawa Senators last summer.
I worked for the Hamilton Tiger Cats last summer.
A little bit of a bigger deal to work for. I'm just kidding. Hamilton, do you have any merch?
Hamilton, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Big Hamilton Tiger Cats fan.
I like the Rough Riders.
Hamilton Tiger Cats will be hosting.
Tim Hortons Field.
Yeah, they'll be hosting the Grey Cup this year again.
Nice.
Yes.
That's amazing to hear.
Yes. We're hoping that they get there, but we'll see. Anyways. That's another niche thing.
For those of you who don't know, usually how this show works is that I come in with an entire Word document of things. My co-host, who's not usually Amelia is usually the producer, comes in with nothing. And no disrespect.
We love Nick.
We love Nick, but he never comes in with anything.
No, he comes in with soccer/football things.
True.
Football being...
That I don't care about.
Soccer.
Yeah, and then we kind of just go off the cuff here. As I mentioned earlier, I'm just a little, brain's a little bit foggy right now, so mm-hmm. I'm just kind of, it's a little bit of an interview situation where I'm just getting asked questions and giving very poor answers, but.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've got another one for you.
All right.
Okay. Hockey, your favorite topic.
Hockey.
Okay. Hockey Canada.
Oh, buddy, you got to get pucks deep, bud.
Yeah. They announced their women's team for the World Championship in April. They announced it yesterday. It's a 23-person roster with 8 returnees. Big names, such as their captain, Marie-Philippe Poulin.
Oh, no, you said it like this. Marie-Philippe Poulin.
Sorry, my bad. Brienne Jenner, Natalie Spooner, which is notable because she just had a baby in December.
She was also on The Amazing Race.
Yes. And also Sarah Nurse, who's also from Hamilton.
Sister of Kia.
Yes, the Nurse sisters.
Such gifted athletes they are.
Yes. But yeah, they've announced their roster, the World Championship.
May I point another a little something out?
I was going to say the World Championship will be in Brampton, but yeah, go for it.
So you're giving me all these like very factual statements, right?
Yes.
I think one of the ways to kickstart a debate or a conversation of back and forth of, okay, well, have you ever thought of this? Well, maybe we should think of it like this.
Okay.
Is to have somewhat of an opinion on, like somewhat of a take.
Yes.
Have you ever seen First Take?
Yes.
They don't just say something. They say it with conviction, and they say it, this is the reason I'm right.
Okay, hang on. But here's the thing. Yeah. You want to know how we're setting this up? I'm factual. I'm coming in here with...
I should have done that in the mic.
Great.
Damn it.
I'm coming in here with, like, the play-by-play of what's going on. Your color commentating. So I'm just looking for your quick thoughts real quick.
And then you want to come back over the top?
No, not really.
You haven't disagreed with me yet, though.
No. Most of the things you've said I've agreed with.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You just love it when you're right, that's all.
Well, I am right a lot. I'm kidding.
Sure. But, what's your... Have you watched women's hockey at all? Like, professional?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't really know where you watch it exactly. You watch it on... We're getting an Amazon Fire Stick at my place, which I'm pretty excited about. Apparently it has this, like, illegal, like, offshore extension on it where we can get...
Okay.
Hey, it says right here, I acknowledge that my views and opinions are my own and do not reflect Radio Laurie's views whatsoever. While on air, I shall be courteous at all times. I shall avoid derogatory language. You said B-I-T-C-H earlier, so.
That was.
And I will not engage in discriminatory behavior, including acts of racism, sexism, and homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere does it say that I'm not allowed to mention that I got an Amazon Fire Stick with something that may or may not be an extension of something that was pirated on.
So all I'm hearing is that you could potentially watch women's hockey in the future.
And you're advocating that I do.
Maybe not illegally, but I think you should keep up with them, considering...
Well, there's a little ethical dilemma. Here's an ethical dilemma. Would you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family?
Depends on the situation.
How?
Well, if I'm a millionaire, no.
Well, obviously the situation implies that you're poor.
You just said that I'm stealing a loaf of bread from my family. You put no
regulations
around it.
The alternative would be that you just buy the bread with the money that you have.
Exactly.
Which is what any normal person would do.
Okay.
If you're poor and you don't have any money, would you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family? From Walmart.
Oh, from Walmart?
From a mom and pop grocer.
No.
From another starving family.
No.
Really? That's a privileged statement.
That would make me so rude.
It's a privilege statement.
I don't want to be rude.
I'm friends with a kid from Uganda. He says that you gotta take what you can get your hands on. He says that's how it is over there.
Yeah, I believe that.
The capital of Uganda is Kampala, just so everyone knows.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay, so.
What were we talking about?
The women's hockey team.
Oh, yes, right.
You know, gold winning, multiple championships. They will be defending their championship, their world championship, in April for the second time.
Go Canada. Go Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see what Hockey Canada kind of does with the women's team, given their most recent scandals, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty wild stuff.
They were in some contentious waters in December.
I was reading about that. I'm not going to go into it, but that... It sounded, like, horrible. If what...
Oh, it's bad. Like, so, for those who don't know...
This is something
you need to Google it to go more
in
depth.
You can this is where we need facts. Give me a little play by play.
Okay, so
because it's awful and I don't want to screw anything up.
It's so bad. So Hockey Canada, as we know, has had
just ask ChatGPT to give you a summary on it.
I was just gonna go to Google
ChatGPT is broken.
I was just going to Google Hockey Canada scandal and read the CBC article. What you need? Well, not read it, but.
I'm acknowledging that my views and opinions are my own, but if you're using ChatGPT to do school assignments, it's broken. It's not you shouldn't be, and that's just a personal statement.
Okay.
But if you are, wow.
Okay. So, Hockey Canada has paid out $8.9 million in sexual abuse settlements since 1989.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
So you say something, I'll say fact or conjecture.
Okay.
Or alleged or something like that.
A bunch of well-known Canadian brands pulled their funding as a result.
Fact.
Because they did not want their funding to be used.
Fact.
Towards this. Because Hockey Canada has a whole fund to get themselves out of these sexual abuse and misconduct scandals.
Don't know if that's fact.
That's a fact.
Okay. Well, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Hang on. I'm looking for a piece of information.
Saw this thing on Instagram the other day. If you bold the first couple words or the letters of each word, you can read so much faster.
Oh, I saw that, actually.
Oh my gosh, I read. Anyway, keep reading. So clearly Amelia just doesn't know the case.
No, it's that I talked about this in December. The players accused have not been named publicly.
But a couple, there's some people that we know.
Is that fact or cap?
No, that's conjecture, but it's pretty, and some of them are in the NHL right now. So what did they do?
Oh, what did the players do?
Yeah.
Or it's a range of...
acts?
Yeah. Like I said... If you want to know more, you have to go read about it.
Give it a goog.
Yeah, because it's definitely gotten them into a lot of trouble. And it's a complicated situation that Hockey Canada has found themselves in. I mean, one of the big names that pulled their funding was Canadian Tire.
Yeah, how about Crappy Tire? Talk a little bit to me about that.
We love Crappy Tire. Crappy Tire, not actually crappy. Love you, Canadian Tire. But they pulled their funding. And then also announced this week that they are giving a bunch of funding to women's sports to increase the media coverage.
Aren't they allocating 50% to women's sports? I believe that was the figure that was thrown my way.
Hang on.
That came across my desk.
Across
my desk, I mean Amelia sent it to me. On WhatsApp. Why do we use WhatsApp, by the way?
Because it was easiest.
It seems...
Okay. Canadian Tire adds 5 partnerships to their roster, I guess. They're sponsoring professional team. Yeah. So Canadian Tire Corp has announced a new commitment to improve gender equity in sports, saying at least half the money it spends sponsoring professional teams will go towards women by 2026. Yes.
Good for you, Canadian Tire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the parent company of stores like Canadian Tire, Sport Check, and Pro Hockey Life. So they're making a difference.
DHL, Pro Hockey Life.
Yep. And this is only a few months after ending their partnership with Hockey Canada. So... They announced this on International Women's Day, which was Wednesday. So I think it was a good announcement date on their part.
Every woman I saw on International Women's Day, I congratulated them.
Good.
Went to class. It was like 50 people I had to say to.
Good.
Anything else you want to run over? Are we just going to start quizzing me on capitals?
I have another one. Okay. This one I actually do have.
I have another one.
Okay.
The Toronto Maple Leafs equipment manager's son.
Yes.
Recently won a gold medal in his swimming championship.
That's niche.
I know nobody cares about this, and I don't know why I'm bringing it up on a show.
How did you even find that out?
I just made it up off the top of my head to make fun of you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a real thing.
Oh.
It was pretty convincing, though. I mean, that's a very, like,
it's because you said it with enough confidence that I believed it for a second.
Okay. You volunteer at Radio Laurier for an entire year, you get to be quite confident.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've got a question for you. It's going to start a round of conversation.
Is this Tiger Woods?
No, it has nothing to do with Tiger Woods.
Thank God. I wasn't ready to defend him.
Do you think that the Olympic Committee should allow Russians to participate in the Paris Games if they have not withdrawn from Ukraine by then?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Thoughts?
You know what I hate?
Hmm.
I hate if you're unsure about something and someone has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They're so quick to, like, instead of presenting their argument, being, well, you should consider mm-hmm. these things. They get instantly, not everyone, but they get instantly judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, like, they imply that you're a horrible person because you haven't made up your mind about it.
Even if you've never heard about it. Yeah, that's understandable.
So.
Okay.
So extreme example. I don't really want to go here, but I won't, like, say anything on it. But, like, the pro-life, pro-choice debate, right?
Yeah.
If you could talk to two different people,
mm-hmm.
you could say, I'm, like, again, this is not me, but hypothetically, you could say, I'm not sure. And both different people would tell you that you're a horrible person because you don't know.
I feel like it also depends on the person. I feel like sometimes people can have a rational conversation and say, like, oh, maybe you should consider this. But I understand what you're saying.
It's just a frustration of mine, especially when it comes to, like, political things.
Yeah.
Haven't researched anything, or you're not familiar with the topic,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of give just a snap instinct that may be right in your eyes, or may, like, need some more time to consider, that you're instantly judged and, like, belittled for saying that.
Okay, so that being said, do you want me to give you the where Canada stands?
Alex Ovechkin is playing in the NHL right now. Alex mm-hmm. Ovechkin is one person; he's not an entire country.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But at the same time, the Olympics represents kind of a coming together. Countries
and ideas and yep
for sport, and when things like that are going on, it makes it adds a level of complexity.
Uh-huh. So
look at me just ringing you up for not having an opinion and then just playing the middleman the entire way.
Well, no, I think I have an opinion, but I was also going to give you the opinions of two different groups within Canada.
Great idea.
Okay, so the Canadian Olympic Committee said that it's supporting the in quotes exploration of a pathway to allow Russians and Belarusians to participate as neutrals.
I don't know the capital of Belarus.
In next year's games. Okay. I'm not going to punish you because you don't know the capital of Belarus, for the record.
Okay.
But that is what the Canadian Olympic Committee has said. Then there's a group of 42 retired Canadian Olympians who are urging the Canadian Olympic Committee to rethink their decision. Based on the idea that it sends a message that the COC is no longer concerned with Russia's brutal invasion of the Ukraine. Because it kind of draws attention away from what Russia is doing to the Ukraine right now.
Sure does.
Which, considering we just celebrated, celebrated is the wrong word, but acknowledged the 1 year anniversary of it starting, seems, I would say, wrong, but
for sure you can definitely say
I can see where both sides are coming from. One saying it's sports, we shouldn't allow that to inhibit anything.
Money the waters.
And one of the points that they did make is that even though Russia has had a bunch of doping scandals, their athletes now participate under, like, the...
I can picture the flag,
it's, but... They're not allowed to use the colors, and they're under a different name or whatever, but they're still basically Russia's team. And that's why they don't use the Russian national anthem when they win or go up on the podium.
What do they do? They
use some... classical music instead of the thing.
If you want a good Russian like documentary on doping, look at watch Icarus.
Icarus?
Yes. Holy crap. I am just not myself today.
That's okay. So
but yeah, it's a very good movie.
That's kind of where the two groups are standing. The group of the 42 retired Olympians. There are some big names in there. Haley Wickenheiser, hockey.
Wick.
Yep. Jen Heel and Alex Bilodeau, I think, which is freestyle skiing. Tessa Virtue for skating. Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir.
Okay.
And then Becky Scott, who was cross-country skiing.
Hell of a workout that is, cross-country skiing.
Agreed. So that's kind of where the two stand.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So currently being debated. I can see why each wants to say, but I think...
it'll be interesting to see what happens, for sure.
Definitely, especially if Russia has not pulled out of Ukraine by then. Yep. That's all I've got.
So we ran through the show. Yep. I think that was good pacing, too.
Yep. We
didn't stay on.
I mean, we kind of did, but they were short. Nothing like your usual.
I like it when I'm given, like, the 30 seconds to explain something.
Oh, you want, like,
I do that, like, in my real life, too.
I believe that.
Like I say, like, do you want to hear something? You're like, not really. I'll give you the spark notes, 30 seconds. And then I just go.
The quick recap.
And then they, like, understand, too. It's like, I don't know. Language is a powerful thing.
It is.
Use it to your advantage.
Yep. Communications.
Someone told me I was a very philosophical. I took that as kind of an insult.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It just came off weird.
Okay. Oh. Okay, never mind.
What?
Nothing. I thought I had something.
I do that. I say that. My roommates always get mad at me. I'm like, never mind. I don't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a joke that I don't want to say. And then they make me say it. And they're like, bro, that wasn't even that bad. That was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. No. All I was going to say was apparently the CFL has sold the Montreal Alouettes to a businessman. That's it.
Wow.
It just popped up.
What am I going to do with that information for the rest of the year?
Do you even watch the CFL? Oh, yeah.
No.
Rough Riders, but, like, not really.
No, I'm going to be in a job interview. Hey, did you see a local businessman bought the Montreal Alouettes?
He was the leader of the Party Québécois.
Fired right on the spot for even bringing up the CFL. No offense. All right. Shall we?
Sure.
Okay.
Where are we starting with?
Pick any country.
I thought I was supposed to pick a continent.
Nothing in Europe and nothing in Oceania. I can probably get the rest.
Okay. We'll do a quick Google map.
Little Goog.
Do you want to go in North America?
Sure. There's one in North America I don't know how to pronounce.
Okay. Gee, what's the capital of Canada?
Ottawa.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people think it's Toronto. Which seems, you know, as living in Ontario seems wild.
It would make more sense if you lived in, like, I don't know, Germany.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, it must be Toronto. Yeah. Or Vancouver.
What's the capital of Mexico?
Mexico City.
Yep.
Starting me off easy. I like it.
The United States.
Washington.
Yep. Cuba.
Havana.
Bahamas.
Nassau.
Yep. I don't know why, but that made me think of the Outer Banks. Anyways. Haiti.
Port-au-Prince. Not bad.
Dominican Republic?
Ooh. Santo Domingo.
Yep. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is... Why am I blanking on this?
It's two words.
For some reason, Puerto Rico, I don't even know where it is for some reason.
Basically right next to the Dominican Republic. In between the Dominican Republic.
I don't know. What is it?
And the British Virgin Islands. San Juan.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. Again, this is just the learning stages.
Okay. Do you want to move to someone else?
Sure.
Where?
South America.
Okay.
Just run me through them all. I should be able to get them.
Okay.
Even with my brain in the state that it's in. I'm going home to make pizzas tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Brazil?
Brasilia.
Colombia?
Bogota.
Bogota?
Huh?
Bogota? That's how you say it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ecuador?
Quito.
Peru?
Lima.
Lima? Yep. Uruguay?
Uruguay?
Mm-hmm.
Montevideo.
Mm-hmm. Argentina?
Buenos Aires. That one just sounds Argentina.
I agree. Chile?
Santiago.
Yep. I don't know, you're kind of blasting through these.
What's Venezuela? Is it Caracas?
Yes.
Couple African ones, couple Asian ones, and we'll get the hell out of here.
Okay.
I acknowledge that my views are my opinion and do not reflect the views of Radio Laurier. That's what I acknowledge.
Madagascar.
Antena Navarro.
Zimbabwe.
This is a good one. Someone asked me this one last night. Harome.
Close enough.
Okay.
South Africa.
Pretoria. Cape Town and Johannesburg isn't a capital. There's three capitals. Pretoria is like the governmental one.
Botswana?
Botswana is Gaborone.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a bit trickier. We have one more African one.
Kenya?
Nairobi.
Yep. Okay. Then, did you say Asia?
Asia.
Capital of India?
New Delhi.
Capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Russell Peters' joke on that?
Yes.
Very funny. Okay.
Capital of Malaysia?
Kuala Lumpur.
Yep. Hang on, I have to zoom out.
It's so eventful.
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh is Dhaka. Okay, two more.
Nepal.
Kathmandu. Mm-hmm. Last one. Make it hard.
Make it hard. Let's see. Sri Lanka.
Colombo.
Yep.
Wow. I got a friend there right now, actually.
Yeah?
In Sri Lanka. Okay. So, I think that wraps everything up.
That wraps it up.
Overall, I'm glad I was able to get out of my apartment, get some fresh air, come over here. I still feel like junk. Gotta go home, make some pizzas for the roommates.
Okay, hang on. Quick question. What's your favorite kind of pizza? Okay,
we're not going to get into a fight about that.
I'm just going to agree and move on.
Sure.
I don't really want to get into a pineapple, no pineapple.
Are we back next week?
Next week is St. Patrick's Day, so no. Next week, if you're looking for a fun alcohol-free event happening during the day from 11 to 4, Radio Laurier is partnering with Martin Luther University to have a little Shamrock Cafe. There's going to be games, trivia, some prizes, and a lot going on.
Going?
Yes, I'll be there. I made the trivia questions.
You mean trivia questions?
What?
We've been getting into, whenever we're having dinner together, we watch Jeopardy, Teen Jeopardy.
Okay.
So it's fun to make fun of the little nerdy kids.
Oh my God.
But, and also try to get the questions right.
St. Patrick's Day trivia.
I probably will be there.
Yeah? Between 11 and 4?
Yeah, I probably will be there.
Okay. See you there.
Okay, see ya. Bye, Amelia.
Bye, Connor.